brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is Sunday, February 2nd. It's the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord in the Temple. What a moment that must have been. Mary and Joseph present their newborn child in the temple, even though Jesus, the Son of God, is already consecrated to the Lord, and Mary has no need of purification. Yet their humble and obedient fulfillment of the law enables us to see our salvation, to encounter our long-awaited consolation and redemption. Jesus is shown to be the Messiah, and the sword of sorrow predicted for Mary announces Christ's perfect and unique oblation on the cross. And just as Mary carries her baby to the temple, she presents us to the Lord through her intercession. Have you asked the Blessed Mother to pray for you? You can. You can. This is the day when she presents him in the temple. Almighty, ever-living God, we humbly implore your majesty that just as your only begotten Son was presented on this day in the temple in the substance of our flesh, so by your grace we may be presented to you with minds made pure. Brothers and sisters, let us use this opportunity, if we need to go to confession, for this great day that Jesus is presented into the temple with his parents. We want to join them today. Prophet Malachi tells us, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, "Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord as in the days of old, as in the years gone by." Psalm 24 says, "Who is this King of glory?" The King, it is the Lord who is the King of glory. "Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. What are people seeing? They're seeing an infant child. They're seeing a helpless baby before them. But he is the King of glory. "Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in." And Jesus comes to us as a small, helpless baby. Think about that. We think we have to have all our ducks in a row, all our lines in the right places. And yes, we do have to prepare. But brothers and sisters, God goes before us all. You're never alone, even when you think you are. You are never alone. God is with you. "Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." Say that. Say that before Mass. Say it during Mass. Say it after Mass. "Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts." The world, brothers and sisters, does not love the Lord in many ways. We pay token attention to God, but then we have other things to do. We say that we're one nation under God, and sometimes I want to ask myself, are we? Are we? What about your heart? What about my heart? What about those around us? Is he the Lord, the King of glory for us? Do we follow him? He's giving us an opportunity to renew our own commitment to him. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you to do that. The reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. "Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. That's us. That's us. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered. Who knows, of those listening to this program, the number of people who are suffering right now, perhaps in body, in mind, in spirit. A lot of us are carrying heavy burdens right now. This is our test in a certain sense. God is allowing it in order that we may draw nearer and nearer to him, depend on him, turn to him in every situation. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. That's us. I'm never alone. Even if I feel humanly I am, I'm never alone. Trust him. Acknowledge him. Pray to him morning and night. Welcome him into your day. Ask him to get a good rest while you get one at night, however you want to do it. But include the Lord in your day. And trust him for what he wants to do. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 to 40, when the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. So he came in the Holy Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms. This is Simeon. He took the baby into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory for your people Israel." Here's a man, old in age, ready to die, and yet the Lord leads him into the temple that he might be the one to proclaim Jesus, the Messiah. It says that the child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. So God acknowledges his son, Jesus. And brothers and sisters, we're all called to bow down in adoration to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who loved us so much that he came to us as a baby so that we would not be frightened, that we would not be hesitant, because everybody loves a baby. And people came to him. And as he grew, they began to see this man who grew in stature and power. But he came to them as a baby that they might not be afraid. Jesus comes to you. He loves you right now. Wherever you are, whatever you've done, no matter how bad your life might have been or is, he's there. And he loves you. And he desires, as he does with all of us, he desires to use you. That when you turn your life to the Lord, you seek to follow him, you will bring many others to know him. My goodness, I perhaps have mentioned this before, the number of times I've been on a plane where people have come up to me, out of their own seats, come up to me and just said, "Are you Sister Ann?" And I said, "Yes." And they just say to me, "I've got this problem," or "I've got this difficulty," or "This is a hard time in my family's life." And they don't, it's not I'm bombarded with it, but regularly people do come to me because they're looking for help. And there are people who can help you. I'll do what I can on this program, but there are other people who would help you. And at the same time, you are called to help others. We're all in this together. We want to get to heaven together. We want to be with him for all eternity because that's what he seeks. That's what he desires of us, that we be with him. But oh, how easy in the midst of all that this world offers us, all the noise, all the lights, all the clamor, all the whatever, how much the world can pull us from the Lord's presence. And today on his presentation, I really would encourage you to sit before the Lord quietly for a few days and just say to the Lord, "Lord, I want to do what you want of me. Help me. Lord, I want to do what you want of me. Help me." And he will. Father Garrigou Lagrange, Dominican father, said this, "Mary said her fiat in peace and joy on the day of the Annunciation. There was sorrow, too, in her heart at the thought of the sufferings which Isaiah had told would befall her son. Still more light is thrown for her on the mystery of redemption when the holy old man Simeon speaks to the child Jesus as the sign which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles." Mary remains silent in wonder and thanksgiving. Simeon tells her, "Your own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed." Mary will have a share in the servants and in the Savior's trials. His suffering will be hers. Her very heart will be pierced by a sword of sorrow. But the day will come when we will all be together before his face. May God bless you and lead you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.